Walking urban streets has turned into a jungle with so many folks engrossed in their texts, Facebook posts, online videos, and so much else on their smartphones. And I'm talking drivers as well as pedestrians. Pedestrian deaths from knuckleheads who are not looking up and looking out for poorly driven cars, holes in the ground, and whatnot are at an all-time high. Now add another major thing to look out for: out-of-control autonomous cars. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. How would you feel if you heard that a loved one was killed by an out-of-control self-driving car? This is exactly what just happened in Tempe, Arizona, where technically the woman was at fault. She was crossing the street outside of the designated crosswalk. But you know what? There are many lessons to be learned here. As we've discussed on Talking Tech, Uber and Google's Waymo unit are testing self-driving cars and trucks in many cities, including Phoenix, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Toronto, and Atlanta. Uber's tests are currently on hiatus, as they should be, as they investigate what went wrong in Arizona. Now, basically, an Uber test car was driving down the street late at night, and a woman crossed the street again outside of the crosswalk. The computer didn't know how to handle that one, and it ran right into her and killed her. This says to me two things. One, these cars should not be in public streets, period, until they get their kinks out. I'm a lot more comfortable with tests in the open desert. And two, my previous thought may be wishful thinking. The companies are going to continue with their tests, and we are all guinea pigs in the vast experiment to change the way we drive. So knowing that, folks, I know that I wouldn't be crossing the street outside of a crosswalk anytime soon, especially not in Phoenix, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Toronto, or Atlanta. The computers in the self-driving cars assume that pedestrians are law-abiding and look out for crosswalks and other areas to stop for humans. The computers in the self-driving cars assume that pedestrians are law-abiding, which, of course, we know we are not. There have been previous accidents from self-driving cars, but none as egregious as this. An out-of-control Tesla killed a pedestrian, which was blamed on the autopilot system. And there was a 2016 crash when a car failed to yield to the Uber vehicle, causing the SUV to roll on its side. Now, you've all heard the predictions that self-driving cars will start hitting the roads in a big way as early as 2020 with a new fleet of cars from Nissan and every other manufacturer. How widespread will they really be? Can we see our roads totally switching to self-driving cars in 10 years? Not me. Absolutely not. We're at the first inning of a really long shift that will not change for many, many decades. What's your best guess? 2030? I don't think so. 2040? Maybe. But unlikely. 2050? That sounds more like it. Let me know your choices on Twitter, where I'm at, Jefferson Graham. And hey, if you're ever going to cross the street, please don't jaywalk. Stick with the crosswalk, put down the phone, and I got to beg you to look both ways because I would love to keep you as a listener. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.